Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In advance of World Press Freedom Day on May 3rd, the U.S. State Department has been highlighting cases of journalists around the world who are suffering because they dared exercise their right to free expression. One of them is award-winning Iranian journalist Gilad Baniyagoob. During a briefing at the Foreign Press Center in Washington, Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs Tara Sonnenschein spoke of Ms. Baniyagoob.
The editor of the Focus on Iranian Women website, she has been jailed at Evin Prison for articles she wrote during the 2009 presidential election. Her charge, and I quote, spreading propaganda against the system, unquote, and, I quote, insulting the president. She's been banned from practicing journalism for 30 years.
Ms. Baniyagoob, as Undersecretary Sonnenschein pointed out, had previously been tried and acquitted on similar charges three previous times since 2009. Her husband, journalist Behman Amoyi, was released on furlough in March 2013 after serving 3 years of a 5-year prison term on charges similar to Ms. Baniyagoob's. In 2009, the International Women's Media Foundation awarded Gilad Baniyagoob the Courage in Journalism Prize, and Reporters Without Borders gave her the 2010 Freedom of Speech Award. The Iranian government has long been a ruthless oppressor of journalists who report on issues and events the regime wants to disregard or who express views contrary to officially sanctioned orthodoxy. With 45 journalists in prison at the end of 2012, Iran remains one of the world's worst jailers of journalists. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which Iran has ratified, says everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. As State Department Deputy Spokesperson Patrick Ventrell said at a recent press briefing, "We call on the government of Iran to protect this fundamental human right for all its citizens and to support press freedom by releasing journalists unfairly imprisoned for their work."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.